We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Resh Lamed Zayin, the third chapter in Shara Avodat Elokim. Bedan, I want you to know, Ki kmo shelechol chelek mechelkei haguf yesh shnei kochot, just as every component of the body has two strengths, Aleph, the first strength, is chitzoni, the external one, hu etzem haguf uvinyano, that's the physical embodiment, that's the external physical part, ufnimi, and the second strength is the internal huwach ha-chayim, that's the life, that nua asher bo, and its capacity to move. You have the physical hand, and then you have the hand's capacity to move, to hold things, to act. Ken, just as in the physical world it is so, so too, yesher kol mitzvah pratit koach pnimi. So the every individual mitzvah also has an internal strength. And that internal strength rests on the external action. And they all have their roots up above. But those are hidden things, and we have to look at what we're permitted to look at. Meaning, the world is described as an upside down tree. Ordinarily, a tree has its roots in the ground, and above ground is where it produces its fruits. And this world is an upside-down tree, where the roots are up above, where the performance of mitzvot really take their strength from up above, from the spiritual world. And all we see below are the fruits, the physical actions. So he says, when it comes to mitzvot, they also have the external action, and then the internal roots that's up above, the internal life and strength of the mitzvot, but this is touching on the hidden aspects of Torah. But what we know is what we have to do. וכמו אשר אל הגוף חוקים פרטיים מיוחדים, לכל איבר ואיבר תראוי לקיומו, and just as the body has specific laws, every limb has what it needs in order to live, the eye needs a certain amount of humidity. The eye can't dry out, right? And the mouth is the same thing. But then there are parts of the body which have to be dry. Go take your knuckles, the folds in the body. If those are going to be humid, they're going to get moldy, they're going to get destroyed. So different parts of the body need different things. Ki kafi itchalefut shmotehem ken tirbena tzorcheihem, just as they all have different names, so too they all have different needs. Kol echad en ma sheraui lo, each one what it needs. And then there's a general rule that encompasses the whole body and every specific limb. I don't have to explain this. Everyone knows the body. You know you can't walk through fire. The whole body can't walk through fire. You know there are certain laws that are relevant to the whole body and certain laws that are specific to different limbs. By the same token, every individual mitzvah has its laws, that each mitzvah has its performance that is relevant to the aspects of that mitzvah. And then there are certain rules that apply to all mitzvot, just like there are certain rules that apply to the whole body. So every part of the service of Hashem, every mitzvah has these two aspects, just like every limb has these two aspects. And now we won't go into details, we'll talk about the general rule. And that is the decision to do something and to do it swiftly. Ve'ardifut el asagata, and to pursue until we attain. What did we just say? Decision, swiftness, and don't give up, persistence. Decision, swiftness, persistence. And that in and of itself is a whole philosophy. So I want us to stop and analyze what he just told us. And the rest we'll learn Bezrat Hashem next time. Friday night, a few months ago, there's a knock on our door. young couple, newly married, they have a question. What's the question? He has certain friends who have a bad habit. They come over and they don't leave. How do you get them to leave? Say that.
So,
the way our rabbi did it was, okay guys, I got to study Torah now.
Step one, decision. Anytime you want to affect change, you have to ask yourself, have I decided that I want that change? The stronger the decision, the more you will have strength to implement the change. How come is it that people make the same New Year's resolutions every year? Because the decision is not potent enough. When a person has a heart attack, and then he decides, I'm not smoking again, so then very often he could stand by that decision, because the decision was strong enough. Very often we make decisions where we didn't really make decisions. What we did was we came to the realization that I would really like to have accomplished that. Do I want a diet? No. I want to be 30 pounds thinner, and that's what I want. I didn't make any decision about any course of action, and so I won't succeed in taking any course of action. How many times do people decide, I'm not going to sit on the internet tonight. I'm not going to waste my time sitting on the internet. I'm not going to get to bed late tonight. Did they decide, or did they say, I know I shouldn't, and I would have a better life if I didn't? But they didn't decide. So the first course when we want to affect change is the decision. So I said to them, tell me, how strong are you in the decision that come 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, you decide when this guest has to leave? And how strong are you in the decision that you're willing to do what's right? How strong are you in the recognition that you are in the right and asking a guest to leave? And before you decide that, we have nothing to talk about. Yes?
That's what I said. I find it always interesting that a lot of people say, I will try something right. But that's never really, just say like a violent people, I will try to practice. But then, well, don't try to practice, practice. Don't try. If you try, then you're already giving yourself the option for failure.
Okay. So step one that he just told us is the decision. Like Larry just said, is there an option for failure? I'm going to try to keep Shabbat. I'm going to try not to answer the cell phone. I'm going to try not to SMS. No. Make a decision. Once we've made the decision, the next thing is our attitude to that decision. You have people who wake up every morning and they say, life stinks when you're dieting. Now, if that's my attitude, you understand I'm continuously weakening myself. Whereas I could get up and say, I'm going to grab the bull by the horns. I'm not only going to diet, I'm going to sit at work and move my feet. I'm going to, every time people are talking to me, I'm going to be doing this. What are you saying? Yeah, okay, but at the end of the day, am I going to have an attitude of let's get this done? Or am I going to have an attitude of, oh boy, I'm so sad I'm here? And those are two attitudes you can have in everything you do. It could be Machon Meir, how do you wake up in the morning? It could be the job you have, it could be the marriage you're in, it could be the stage you're in, it could be anything you do. What's the attitude? And so, step one in accomplishing something is decision. Step two is attitude. Am I approaching it swiftly? And zrizut, as Ramchal teaches us, is a habit. It's a trait to acquire. And very often you could move your own gait, behave as though you're into it. Start moving. Your gait, the way you walk. Gam baderech asher hasachal holech. King Solomon says, the way the fool walks, V'amal lakol sachalu. He's telling everyone, I'm a fool. The way you walk speaks volumes about where you're holding in life. And finally, the third point is persistence. Nothing good comes easy. The Kutzker Rebbe said one of the things we have to learn from a baby is that they don't give up till they get what they want. The baby can wake up at 2 in the morning. He wants to nurse. He's wailing. You wait 5 minutes, 10 minutes, until he falls asleep, until he conks out. He's wailing. And you understand that this is a product of the first two. If you've made a real decision and you've approached it positively, then it follows that you're going to be persistent in attaining it. And this is where we'll pick up. Bezat Shem next time.